few trumpeters who matured before 1940 were able to make a successful transition to the musical directions jazz took after World War II. But Clayton did better than most addressing modern jazz and bebop. Though he never made a full transition to the revolutionary sounds of Dizzy, Bird, Monk, or Mingus, he did succeed at finding a comfortable stance all his own between swing and modern jazz that came to be known as mainstream jazz. His early willingness to embrace the new sensibilities in bop-influenced swing music can be heard in these mid-40s sessions with composer-pianist Leonard Feather. Feather put together an all-star band with Buck and Coleman Hawkins, bassist Oscar Pettiford, and drummer Spex Powell to record his Scram in 1944. Bebop-influenced swing, played by Buck Clayton. Trumpeter Buck Clayton first gained recognition as a key component and soloist in the early Basie Orchestra and small bands, and for his sensitive backing of Billie Holiday on about 30 recordings between 1937 and 39. Clayton had many other skills as a bandleader, music director, tunesmith, and arranger for swing and big band leaders, including Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, and Duke Ellington. And his contemporaries recalled him for his good looks, grand sartorial style, and blue-green eyes that won him the nickname Cat Eyes. Buck Clayton was a great all-round jazz musician. Yet another of Buck Clayton's original compositions was intended to showcase his personal style of trumpet, which he muted with all sorts of mutes, and his specialty, which was cup mute. And that's why he called this tune, recorded in 1945, Cup Mute Clayton.